The following is a lecture entitled The Secrets of the Vedas, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on May 13th, 2009, in Burgas, Bulgaria.
Bharakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajiva Sajaitam Zavadutam Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha
So I have come to you tonight to give you the secret knowledge of the Vedas. This knowledge is very powerful knowledge. It's very wonderful knowledge. This knowledge will liberate you from all of your problems of life. All anxieties, all disturbance, all agitation, all fear,
strach,
finished. Simply try to understand this knowledge. If you understand this knowledge, I promise you, you will become the happiest person you could ever imagine. How do I know? Because I was miserable. But my spiritual master saved me. In 1971, I have been practicing this secret knowledge for 38 years. And it keeps getting sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Even though now I'm an old man, I feel like a young man. Because by this process, you become younger and younger and younger with youthful energy. With youthful enthusiasm. With youthful idealism. This science is called Krishna consciousness. It is described in the Bhagavad Gita.
Epístola de Bhagavad Gita.
Chapter 9, text number 2.
Devete gura, text
2. Raja vidya raja ghuyam pavitram idam utamam. Pachakshavagamam dharmyam shushukam katamavyam. This knowledge is the king of all education. It is the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting and it is extremely joyfully performed.
И в този текст се казва, това знание е царят на образованието, тайната на всички тайни. То е най-чистото знание, което дава непосредствено възприемане на себето чрез реализация, то е съвършенството на религията. То е вечно и постигането на хубава среда. Чули се на отдел?
Да.
Чули?
So, what is this topmost of all secrets? The first thing you have to do to separate yourself from your anxieties.
Първото нещо, което трябва да направите, е да отделите.
To understand that there are two selves. There is your material self. That's what you see when you look in the mirror. You see the eyes, the nose, the hair, the mouth, the teeth. That's the material self. But you know what? There's another self. And that's the self that's sitting inside that material self. Because many years ago, when you looked in the mirror, you saw something different than you see now. If you were a 6-year-old and you looked in the mirror, you would see something different than what you see now when you're 16 or 26 or 36 or 46 or 56 or 66.
Когато сте били на 6 години, сте виждали нещо различно в сравнение с това, което сте виждали на 16, на 26, на 36.
The same person is there on the inside looking at the mirror.
Същият човек е, същата личност е вътре.
But what he or she is seeing in the mirror, that self is always changing. So the reason we suffer anxiety is we identify with that self that we see in the mirror. We're thinking, that's me.
Нашите тревоги е това, че ние се отъждествяваме с това, което виждаме в погледалото и си мислим, че това
Instead of remembering that I am that seer who is seeing the reflection in the mirror. You see, that's the actual stuff.
Вместо да помним, че ние сме този, който наблюдава отвътре отражението.
So how does one detach oneself from that image in the mirror?
Как да се разграничим и да се отдръпнем от
You simply have to remember these simple words, I am not this body. Everyone can say that. I am not this body. You can say it in Bulgarian. I am not this body. Say it. Yes. That understanding, you see, that I am not this body, that's the beginning, that's the doorway into this secret knowledge. But if you say, no, no, I am the body,
I am white, I am black, I am male, I am female, I am Bulgarian, I am American.
Ако някой настоява, не, аз съм черен, аз съм бял, аз съм българин, американец.
If you're attached to that reflection in the mirror, then guess what?
Ако ви сте привързани към това отражение в огледалото,
then you cannot enter into this secret wisdom. That attachment to the false self will keep you from realizing this knowledge.
Тогава вие няма да можете да разберете това знание и това идентифициране с материалното ще ви...
So all I'm asking you is be a little courageous, be a little brave.
Ще ви държи в материята, така че това, което единствено аз искам от вас, бъдете смели.
Be willing to detach yourself from the concept of I am this body, you see.
Пожелайте да се отдръпнете от тази идея, че аз съм това тяло.
I will take, if you will give up I am this body, I will take you on the most amazing adventure tour you've ever been on your whole life.
Ако вие се откажете от тази идея, аз мога да ви взема на най-невероятното пътуване, което може.
To come on this tour, you have to leave the false bodily conception behind. You have to, just like we leave our shoes at the door.
Но ако искате да дойдете на това пътуване, трябва да оставите тази телесна концепция зад вас, точно както ние си оставяме обувките пред вратата.
Leave your bodily conception with your shoes over there by the door.
По същия начин трябва да оставите вашата телесна концепция за живота.
And come with me tonight on the most amazing journey.
И тогава може да дойдете с мен тази вечер на най-удивителното пътуване.
Back to your original self.
Обратно към вашето изначално себе.
That never gets old.
Което никога не остарява.
That never gets sick.
Не се разболява.
And never dies.
И не умира.
You see? It is eternal.
То е вечно.
It's full of bliss.
Изпълнено с блаженство.
And it's full of knowledge.
И пълно съзнание.
That is who you actually are.
Това е което вие всъщност представляте.
You have an eternal identity separate from this material body.
Вие имате вечна идентичност, която е отделена от това материално тяло.
This material body is simply a costume that you're wearing.
Това материално тяло е просто вашият костюм, който носите.
It's like I came here tonight wearing this chadar, you see.
Както аз дойдох тази вечер, носейки този чадър.
Now during the enthusiasm of the kirtan, the chadar fell down my shoulder, I just laid it aside, you see. But still, I'm the same person.
По време на ентусиазирания киртан, чадърът ми падна от работа ми.
Whether I have this chadar on, I don't have the chadar, and I'm still the same person.
Но аз продължавам да съм същата личност, със или без този чадър.
So whether you are wearing that body right now or you're not wearing that body right now, you're still the same person.
По същия начин, ако вие носите това тяло или не го носите, вие продължавате да бъдете същата личност.
Just like in a drama, you see, in act one of the drama, you play a certain character, in act two, you play a different character.
Както в една драма или представление, вие може да играете един...
A different costume, a different name, different makeup, different activities, different things. You're the same person, but in different acts of that play, you're playing different characters.
Може да носите различен костюм, различен грим, или имате различни роли, но вие продължавате да сте същата личност.
So right now, you're in act one, or act two, or act three. If some act you're playing, in a certain act, now you're playing the role of a woman, or a man, or a Bulgarian, of this or that, you see.
Сега вие сте в първо действие, във второ действие, вие играете някаква роля на мъж или жена, на...
That is simply a role you're playing in this act of the drama.
Това е просто ролята, която вие играете в това действие.
In act two, you'll be playing a different role.
В следващата сцена вие ще играете различна роля.
You're still the same person.
Но вие продължавате да сте същите.
But you'll have a different body. You'll have a different attitude.
Различно настроение.
You'll have a different name.
Различно име.
You'll be the same person.
Но ще бъдете същата личност.
What we will teach you is this. Who you are off the stage.
Това, което ние ще ви научим е, кои сте извън сцената.
That identity which never changes.
Тази идентичност, която никога не се променя.
That once you enter that identity, you never have to worry about who you are or what your duty is or where you're coming or where you're going. You know everything perfectly. This is called self-realization. You realize who the actual self is. You've already passed step one. You all said, I'm not the body. You've already passed step number one by saying, I am not this body. So then, what's the next step? You've negated the false self. Now you have to affirm the real self. But you have no idea what that real self is right now. But the good news is, I do know what is your real self. I have been enlightened by a bona fide spiritual master. And he has taught me what is the nature of the real self. Jivara Svarupahai Krishnera Nitya Das. You see. So now I will explain. Every part is made up, every whole, I mean to say, is made up of various parts. And we see that every part is meant to serve the whole. Just like this microphone, it has this little thing here, it has this thing here, it has different things, a switch here, a screw here. So each part of the microphone, it serves the purpose of the complete microphone. So just as this microphone is a complete unit, the total existence is also a complete unit. So each one of us is a part of that total existence. That means that our identity is, or our role to play is to serve that total existence. That's how we become properly situated. We are servants of that complete whole. That complete whole is known as God. Or it's the Supreme Person. So we are meant to serve that Supreme Person. And when we serve that Supreme Person, then we are properly situated in our actual identity beyond this material body. And let me tell you, you feel really, really good when you come to that position. This is described in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 18. Brahma bhuta prasanatma na sochati na kankshati samaksaveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate puram. One who is thus transcendentally situated, 1854, at once come to the level of Brahman and becomes completely, totally ecstatic. He doesn't. Okay, you, we can go piece by piece. Yeah.
Човек, който е така трансцендентално установен, незабавно реализира върховният браман и става напълно щастлив.
He never laments nor desires to have anything.
Той никога не скърби, нито желае да притежава нещо.
He is equally disposed towards every living entity.
Той е еднакво разположен към всяко живо същество.
And Lord Krishna says, in that state he attains pure devotional service unto me. Remember what I said about service? That our perfection is to be servants of that complete, whole, supreme person? So in the Bhagavad Gita, that Supreme Person who is the total existence, he explains how to come to that position of perfect service to him. He gives hints. The first one is you realize you're not your body. Aham Brahmasmi, I am spirit. The second point is you don't lament about anything. You stop lamenting. You realize that everything is happening by the arrangement of the Supreme, so why I should lament?
Второ, човек не трябва да се оплаква и да скърби, защото той трябва да разбере, че всичко става по волята на Бога. Така че ако това е така, защо трябва да...
One should learn to see with a positive viewpoint in all situations. That Supreme Person is arranging everything for me at every minute. This like in a symphony orchestra, every part of that musical piece is beautiful in its own way. Sometimes it's loud, sometimes it's soft. Sometimes it's very slow and melancholy. Sometimes it's very bouncy and jubilant. But every part of that symphony orchestra, every part of that song, that the whatever they call it, that composition, has its own flavor of beauty. So in this way, the person who is self-realized doesn't lament about anything. He sees the beauty of everything.
Не се оплаква и не скърби, той може да види и красотата във всичко, което му се случва.
He always sees the beauty of everything.
Той винаги вижда красотата във всичко.
And therefore he's free of all desires because he's totally satisfied by whatever is coming to him by the arrangement of God.
Защото той е напълно удовлетворен и щастлив от всичко, което идва до него по волята на Бога.
He feels complete happiness within himself.
Той чувства пълно щастие вътре в себе си.
He doesn't need something external to make him happy. Therefore, he can love everyone equally without any hesitations. And in that state of consciousness, he will realize the supreme truth of God. So, what will be the result then? At the present moment, we are caught up in what is known as karma chakra. The cycle of birth and death. We are taking birth again and again and again. Sometimes a human, sometimes an animal, sometimes a tree. Sometimes a rich man, sometimes a poor man, sometimes a dog, sometimes a cat. It is called samsara chakra, the wheel of birth and death.
Това се нарича самсара чакра, колелото на раждане и смърт.
Round and around you go, you see. Up and down, the merry-go-round. You see.
Човек се издига и пада много дно.
So, by realizing your true identity as a spiritual being, a servant of God.
Като реализираме нашата истинска идентичност на духовно същество и на слуга на Бога.
You'll be liberated from this material existence.
Тогава вие ще бъдете освободени от това материално същество.
Upon leaving this present body at the time of death, you will not take birth again.
След като напуснете това тяло в момента на смъртта, вие няма да се родите отново.
You will gain an eternal spiritual body.
Вие ще получите вечно духовно тяло.
That never gets old.
Което никога не
се. Never gets sick.
И не се разболява.
And never dies.
И не умира.
In fact, you can realize that eternal existence even right now within your present body. You don't have to die to go to heaven. We will teach you how to go to heaven right now and live with God right now. Right here in Burgas. If you will connect with the Lord through the form of His holy name, you will feel how you are living in heaven at every minute. That's why we were chanting, you see. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The kingdom of God and God Himself are fully present in the form of these transcendental sound vibrations.
Богът и Неговото царство са напълно представени под формата на тази трансцендентална звукова вибрация.
So, if you meditate on these names of God, then by that meditation you will leave your body behind and you will enter into that kingdom.
И ако вие медитирате върху тази вибрация, вие може да оставите своето материално тяло и да отидете в духовно
свят. Of course, you will keep your body, but you will not identify with it anymore. That's what I mean to say. You will leave behind the false conception of bodily identification.
Естествено, вие може да запазите вашето материално тяло, но това, което аз се опитвам да кажа, че няма да се отъждествявате повече с него.
Actually, your body will become more healthy.
Всъщност, вашето тяло ще стане дори по-здраво.
So even if you're just looking for good health, this is also will be beneficial for you.
И дори ако се интересувате просто да имате добро здраве, това също е много благоприятно за здравето.
Because when your soul is properly situated,
защото ако душата ви е правилно установена,
your mind becomes properly situated,
тогава умът ви също става установен правилно,
and your body becomes properly situated.
И това се отнася и за тялото.
It's called perfect alignment. It's like the chiropractors, they give you a spinal alignment.
Okay.
Yeah. This is called alignment, means they straighten your spine, they call it alignment. This is a perfect spiritual alignment, you see.
You see, in this
material world, we have so many things that are messed up. You see, our mind is messed up, our body is messed up, our dog is messed up. We have so many things that are messed up. You know, my job is messed up, my school, my marriage is messed up. You know, everything's a mess. You know. Isn't it?
Материалният свят има толкова много неща, които са пълно объркани, както например нашето тяло, умът ни, работата ни, семейството. Всичко е объркано.
But if you will just straighten out your soul, you see.
Но ако изправите душата си,
if you will just reconnect yourself with Krishna or God,
ако вие се свържете отново с Кришна или Бога,
then your intelligence becomes very good.
Тогава вашата интелигентност става.
Your mind becomes very good.
Умът ви също.
You get good health.
Здравето става много добро.
You get a better. Even your financial problems go away. All your problems become solved.
Дори финансовите ви проблеми си отиват. Всичките проблеми се решават.
When you make God the center of your life, then everything becomes perfect.
Когато поставите Бога в центъра на вашия живот, всичко става съвършено.
But if we try to imitate God by making ourselves the center of the universe, then we're always going to be having difficulties, that's a fact.
Но ако се опитваме да имитираме Бога, като се поставяме себе си в центъра на Вселената, тогава винаги ще имаме проблеми.
So don't try to imitate God making yourself the center of the universe.
Така че не се опитвайте да имитирате Бога, като поставяте себе си в центъра на Вселената.
Understand that you're the servant of that person who is the center of the universe.
Разберете, че вие сте слуги на тази личност, която е центъра на Вселената.
Now you may say, but I don't want to be the servant of that supreme person. I want to be the supreme person.
Сега вие може да кажете, аз не искам да съм слуга на тази върховна личност.
You know what? That's why we're here.
И заради това настроение сме тук.
Each one of us wanted to pull a coup in the kingdom of God. You know what a coup d'etat is? It's a French word. You try to overthrow the king and take over his position. It's called a coup d'etat. Each one of us wanted to try to take over the position of God in the spiritual world. So as soon as he saw what we were up to, he said, well, you can't be God here, but if you want to try to be God, I'll send you to a place where you can think that you're God.
Не можеш да бъдеш Бог тук, но аз мога да изпратя на едно място, където можеш да си мислиш, че си Бог.
What is that place?
Кое е това място?
Бургас. Everybody walks around Бургас like, I'm God, you see. I'm the Supreme.
Кое е това място? Това място е Бургас. Всеки в Бургас е
разходи. I'm thinking I'm God. You're thinking that you're God. And then we fight. No, I'm God. No, I'm God.
Аз си мисля, че аз съм Бог,
So don't try to be God. You just try to be servant of God. God is all powerful. He controls and owns everything. Do you control and own everything? You can't even, when you have to go to the bathroom, you have to run. You can't even control your bowel movements.
Когато понякога се случва да отидете от туалетна, трябва да тичате. Дори това не може да контролира.
So how you can claim to be God?
Ако това не може да контролирате, как тогава може да твърдите, че сте Бог?
You understand? Yes. So don't try to think that you're God.
Не се опитвайте да си мислите, че вие сте Бог.
You simply become servant of God.
Станете слуги на Бог.
And then, that person who controls and owns everything, he will arrange everything for you perfectly. That when the king sees that you're his dedicated servant, he will give you all facility. That's a fact. Krishna says, there's no one more dear to me than he, than there will ever be one more dear. The one that serves him by spreading his glories, you see. He is considered by the Supreme Person to be the most dedicated, the dearmost. He accepts that person as his dearmost servitor.
Krishna казва, няма по-скъп слуга за мен, от този, който разпространява и проповядва моето послание, и никога няма да има по-скъп слуга от мен.
So if you will serve that Supreme Person with love, then he will have all facilities in your life. This is confirmed even in the Bible. It says there, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all other things shall be added unto you. You understand?
Там се казва, за тези, които открият царството на Бога, те ще получат всички останали необходими неща.
So, if you will take this pathway, Krishna Bhakti,
така че, ако вие приемате този път, Krishna Bhakti,
we will teach you. We have our center here. We have our local representatives.
Ние имаме нашия център тук, имаме нашите местни представители.
They will teach you how to become a pure devotee of God. And how to achieve this state, Brahma Saukhyam Vanantam, this state of unlimited happiness. We have the books here on the book table in the back. We encourage everyone to get one of our books tonight.
Ние имаме също нашите книги, те са отзад на масата и окружаваме всеки да си вземе поне една книга.
And there's a I'm making a special deal tonight.
И имаме специална оферта.
Anybody who books a book tonight, I will give you a written blessing in your book. You have to just bring your book forward, I will give you a written, your own personal written blessing. So we encourage everyone to take this process with the greatest enthusiasm. We will teach you how to regain your original identity. And we guarantee you, you'll be the happiest person that you could ever possibly be if you'll follow our instructions. And we don't even charge any money for this training. We ask something for the books just to cover the printing cost, but the training itself is free.
И това обучение е безплатно. Ние не искаме никакви пари от вас.
We simply want to give the great mercy that we have received from our teacher Srila Prabhupada. We want to give that same knowledge to you.
Просто искаме да споделим знанието, което ние сме получили от нашия велик учител Шрила Прабхупада.
My spiritual master didn't charge me for this knowledge.
Моят духовен учител не искаше никакви пари от мен.
And he told me to bring this knowledge to you, and he told me don't charge him anything for it.
И той ми каза, занеси това знание на другите и не искай никакви пари.
So I simply, because I've been blessed with this knowledge, I want to bless you with this knowledge also. As I have achieved a life of unlimited happiness, I want you also to have a life of unlimited happiness. You know, there's one thing I hate. I mean, I really hate it. I hate it. You know what that is? I hate to see anybody suffering. Because there's no reason for any man, woman, or child anywhere on this planet to be suffering, even for 1 minute. Suffering is simply due to one thing and one thing only. Suffering is due to ignorance of the actual identity of the self. That's all. There's only one reason that anybody is ever unhappy, and that's they forget, they don't know who they are. That's all. They think they're the body. So we hope that you can at least carry this lesson home tonight, that I am not this body. And now I can ask if there's any questions.
The question is how one can learn to give good classes, good lectures.
It's a very simple thing. If you want to speak nicely, you simply have to hear nicely. In fact, that was the class we had this morning in Sofia. In the spiritual world, there are so many birds which chirp very beautifully. The pigeons, the peacocks, the chakravaka birds, so many types of amazingly exotic, beautiful singing birds are there. But when the honeybees are buzzing, they are buzzing the glories of God. They're not like bees in this material world. So when those honeybees are buzzing, all the birds, they stop their chirping just to hear how those bees are buzzing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to chirp very nicely the glories of God, you must, in the beginning, you must not chirp. You must simply listen to the buzzing of the bees. And once you have become perfect in hearing the buzzing of the bees, then you can chirp very, very nicely. So the key is, you have to become very, very expert in hearing. And then you become expert in speaking. Those who are not expert in hearing, they can never become expert in speaking. Doesn't matter how much practice they may have in speaking, without being an expert hearer, you will never be an expert speaker. It's not possible. Whenever there is a bona fide spiritual master or a senior Vaishnava speaking, you should be very, very, very eager to hear, 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 hear. Not to speak, but to hear. By that eagerness to hear the gurus and the advanced devotees speaking, by that eagerness to hear, then you become the most powerful speaker, you see. In fact, if you become completely pure in your hearing, you will be able to speak with so much potency, you will be able to attract the entire planet to Krishna. The whole city of Burgas, the whole country of Bulgaria, all of Europe, and the whole planet Earth you can attract to Krishna. If you become perfect in hearing. So that's the key. So now you become perfect in hearing and then you'll become the most powerful speaker. Next question. Yeah.
Казвам всички, които сме събрани тук, най-вероятно сме ги чели и ги знаем и нали се опитваме да ги приложим в живота си. Обаче просто не знам, ако някой ми каже, че наистина става 100% че е така.
Yeah. Because you mentioned in the class that we can live in heaven if we connect with God, with Krishna. So her question is, if this is true, then and let's say you are on this level, does it mean that you never experience any sadness or any bad feelings in your life? Are you all the time in this?
Am I always blissful? Yes. By the grace of my spiritual master, I see everything in a wonderful, blissful way. By his loving kindness upon me, I'm able to see everything in a wonderful way. Yes, that's a fact. If you like, I will teach you how to do the same thing. Well, you will find happiness in every experience you have at every second. Would you like me to teach you? Do you understand English at all? I'll give you my card for my e-course. I have a free course on the internet.
Курс,
yeah.
Който обяснява частно там съзнание.
The address, you just go to www.backtohome.com. You can give it in Bulgarian.
Does it mean that without a spiritual master we cannot reach to this level alone?
You need a guru. Any difficult subject matter requires a teacher. If you want to become a doctor, can you just become a doctor on your own? No, you have to go to a medical college and study under a medical professor. Can you just be a lawyer on your own? Any advanced subject matter requires a teacher. So if you try to be to self-realized on your own because you don't know what is self-realization, you can't achieve it because you don't even know what it is. How can you train yourself to be self-realized when you don't even know what self-realization is, really?
Как можеш да се обучиш да бъдеш себереализирана личност, ако самата ти не знаеш какво представлява себереализация?
Self-realization is not a mental concept.
Себереализацията не е ментална концепция.
It is a state of consciousness.
Това е ниво на съзнание.
And you have to be in that state of consciousness to train someone how to come to that state of consciousness.
И ти трябва да си да се намираш в такова ниво на съзнание, за да обучиш някой.
Since you are not presently in that state of consciousness, you cannot train yourself how to come to that state of consciousness. You require the guidance, the blessings, and the mercy of a person who is in that state of consciousness. Does this make sense to you, or is it, are you confused?
Yes, it does make sense.
Oh, very good.
How is that that a person in a human body can go back to the animal? And
yes, it's very simple. If you develop the mentality of an animal, then in your next life you will become animal. Simple thing.
Ако развиеш характера на животно, в следващия си живот трябва да приемеш животинско тяло.
I remember when I was a university student.
Когато бях студент в университета.
One of the boys in our dormitory, we used to call him the bear. Because every Friday evening when the classes were over for the week, he would go to sleep. And he wouldn't get up until late Saturday afternoon. He would just try to sleep as long as he possibly could, you see. So bears, they do that, you see.
She says, I'm also sleeping too much. That means I have to take a nap.
So don't sleep too much. Get up and chant Hare Krishna. You'll be much happier if you rise early in the morning before sunrise and you chant Hare Krishna mantra. You become so much happier. You try it. Get up before the sunrise and you meditate on Hare Krishna mantra. You'll feel so happy. I guarantee it. You'll feel so happy.
Опитай се да станеш рано сутрин преди изгрев слънце и да медитираш върху Хари Кришна мантра. Аз ти гарантирам,
You'll say, boy, this is the most wonderful experience I've ever had in my life. It's better than anything in this material world. It's better than money, it's better than power, it's better than sex. This is the supreme enjoyment. Getting up early and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Any other questions?
Миналия път, когато обсъждахме предишния въпрос, стигнахме до един момент, в който аз задавам въпрос на нея. С каква част от себе си подхождаш, за да се пристрастяваш към този страх? Да не би учителя да е фалшив или да е истински? Как да различим истинския учител, който научи, за да приемем това?
Значи това е въпрос, как да различим истинския от фалшивия учител?
Mm-hmm.
How we can understand who is a bona fide guru and who is not?
Yes. It is described in the Purana that it is very easy to find a guru who will take your money. But it's very difficult to find a guru who will take away your anxieties.
So,
the bona fide guru, he's not a pickpocket trying to reach your money and take your money, reach in your pocket and take your money. He wants to reach in your heart and take all your anxieties away. You see, that is a bona fide guru. Actually, it is not difficult to find bona fide guru. He will simply study Bhagavad Gita, you see. Krishna is the original guru. You have to find a guru who simply repeats the teachings of Krishna without any addition or any subtraction. Then you have found a bona fide guru.
Много лесно човек трябва да бъде просто да открие нека, който повтаря това, което Кришна казва в Бхагавад Гита, без да прибавя нещо и без да взема, да пропуска нещо.
The bona fide never guru never says, I am Krishna and I can teach you how to become Krishna. No, he never says.
Истинският гуру никога не казва, аз съм Кришна и аз ще те науча как и ти да станеш Кришна.
He says, I am servant of Krishna, I can teach you how to become servant of Krishna.
Той казва, аз съм слуга на Кришна и аз мога да те науча как и ти да станеш слуга на
Кришна. That is bona fide guru.
Това е истинският гуру.
You understand?
Точно в този момент, в който ние си казваме, аз съм слуга на Кришна, като какви се възприемаме точно в този момент? Като тяло, като съзнание или като самия Него? Нали? Защото същността на Кришна е най-висшата същност, която ние се стремим да осъзнаем. С какво от себе си ние осъзнаваме тая същност?
С какво от себе си ние осъзнаваме Кришна?
Yes.
А кои са алтернативите?
Кой на кого служи? Значи едното нещо служи на другото. Ако ние сме със съзнание, че сме другото, как може ние да постигнем тая реализация?
Ти нали говориш английски?
Little. Very, very little.
Може да се говори. Защото аз не разбирам въпросите честно. Някой разбра ли въпроси?
Когато ние казваме, аз съм слуга на Кришна, какво сме ние в този момент?
Аз ще провеждам, когато всеко изречение.
Okay.
When we say I am a servant, when we say I am Krishna's servant, когато кажем аз съм слуга на Кришна.
Какво сме ние в момента? Как се идентифицираме? С тялото? С ума? Кой на кого служи?
At that moment when we say I am Krishna's servant, how do we identify ourselves? We are the body, or we are the mind, or we are Krishna?
Now, you are the soul, you are the spirit soul. You're not the mind, you're not the body. You have a spiritual body, you have a spiritual mind, but they are buried beneath the material mind and the material body. It's not that you are formless, nothing, or oneness. You're actually a person. You have a spiritual personality.
Не така, че ти си никой или нищо, ти си личност, това че ти си духовна личност.
And you have a spiritual form also.
И ти имаш духовна форма също така.
It is a human-like form. You have this two arms, two legs on your material form because your spiritual form, of which the material form is a covering, is just like your shirt has two arms, your body has two arms, your shirt has two arms. And because your spirit soul has two arms, your material covering also has two arms.
Тъкто твоето духовно тяло има такава форма, с вярът се, точно както твоята дреха.
Right now, your spiritual form is in a dormant state. It's reduced down to the 1/10,000th tip of a hair, sitting within the heart. That's the actual location of the soul right now.
И в момента твоята духовна идентичност спи и душата е една десетохилядна част от космоса и тя е локализирана в сърцето.
When you become spiritually perfect, that little tiny spark, it will fully manifest the spiritual form again.
Когато човек, когато ти постигнеш духовно съвършенство, тази духовна душа, тя отново ще се прояви.
Right now, that little spark seated in the heart, it's manifesting its consciousness throughout your entire material body.
В момента тази душа, която стои в сърцето, се проявява под формата на съзнанието, което прониква в цялото тяло.
Death means when that spiritual spark leaves the body and the consciousness of the spiritual spark also leaves and the body has no more consciousness.
Това означава, че когато душата напусне тялото, съзнанието също напуска и тогава няма повече душа в тялото. Нито съзнание.
Значи същия въпрос може по друг начин да се погледна. Привежи.
Okay. He wants to make a comment. Would you like to hear?
It's your own risk.
Sorry.
It's your own risk.
И въпросът може да бъде такъв.
Окей. Слушам.
Той ли си избра Прабхупада за учител или учителя си избра него за ученик?
Actually, it's a question.
Okay.
Did you choose Prabhupada as your guru or Prabhupada choose you as his disciple?
Как се случи така?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's mutual. I accepted him and he accepted me. It's two-way street. Just like in marriage, does the boy accept the girl or the girl accept the boy? They both accept each other. So similarly, in guru-disciple relationship, the disciple accepts the guru and the guru accepts the disciple. It's two-way street.
Това е взаимно, не така, че един е само или други избира, както ако два водиш служението, не така, че само момчето избира момичето, момичето също избира момчето, така че по същия начин.
Next question.
Може да. Малко стана въпрос за прераждане. А малко по-напред стана дума, че след смъртта отиваме, получаваме вечно духовно тяло. А това след смъртта има предвид между две прераждания или интервала.
Когато получаваме вечно
духовно тяло. Да. Това ли има предвид вече?
You say that after death we receive eternal spiritual body. So,
if you become spiritually perfect, otherwise you take birth again in this material world.
Това за получаването на вечно духовно тяло е само в случай, че човек постигне съвършенство, докато се намира в своето материално тяло. Ако не стане това, той получава друго материално тяло.
There's one of two choices. Either you go back to the kingdom of God or you stay in the material world for another lifetime.
Гуруто след смъртта получава вечно духовно тяло. Само тези духовни учители. Които са достигнали вече съвършенство.
Само те.
Останалите се прераждат, прераждат. В
материално сега. Да, и колко бройки могат
да стигнат
тия
прераждане, докато
се
достигне
до това ниво.
Да.
Any other question? Yes, sir. Не е ли редно да се уточни, че човек се преражда в животно само в случай, време на земния си живот е деградирал като живот.
Isn't it correct to say that a man can take a birth as an animal only if he has been degraded?
Yes, if one is sinful, that's right.
Да, ако е много греховен, тогава.
If one lives a pure, holy life, trying to develop love for God, they will take it, they will at least take birth as a human being in the material world in their next life.
Ако човек е преживял живота си, опитвайки се да постигне любов към Бога, минимума е, че той отново ще получи човешко раждане, поне.
And if they become perfect in their spiritual life, they'll go back to the spiritual world.
Ако пък те постигнат съвършенство в своя духовен живот, те се връщат обратно при Бога.
So, you should make the endeavor to become spiritually perfect, because that will then guarantee that you at least become a human being, or you will go back to Godhead. But if you simply serve your senses, then you will take birth as animal.
So the first step is to understand that we are not this body. So which one is the second step?
Second step is I am an eternal spirit soul.
Следващата стъпка е, че аз съм вечна духовна душа.
Who is the servant of God?
Която е слуга на Бога.
That's the second step.
Това е втората стъпка.
You've negated the false sense. Now the real self is I am the eternal, I am the spiritual being, eternal servant of God. That's the real self.
Ние отхвърляме втората стъпка, отхвърляме фалшивото себе и втората стъпка приема истинската идентичност, че ние сме слуги на Бога.
Which one is the third?
Which one is eternal?
The third step.
You have to understand who is that Supreme Person. That is Krishna. God is not some impersonal figure. He's a real person with a real name and real activities. The third step is to understand who is that Supreme Person. He is Krishna. And the fourth step is to come in contact with the devotees of Krishna, so you can learn from them how to be a devotee of Krishna. That's the fourth step. And the fifth step is to find a spiritual master who can teach you how to become a pure devotee of Krishna. And the sixth step is to surrender to that spiritual master. And the seventh step is all of your bad habits will go away by his kindness, by his training. And the eighth step is then you become very solidly fixed in spiritual realization. In this way you will continue progressing. You will develop you enter a state of complete transcendental bliss. It will become like divine intoxication. You'll be swimming in an ocean of bliss at every minute. And then there will be volcanic eruptions of love of God within your heart. And then you will fully enter into pure love of God. There are many, many steps. But this is only an introductory lecture tonight. If you want to go through all the steps, you come regularly to these classes, you can also get on my e-course. And it'll take you all the way to the perfection.
Моите смирени почитания съм Кришна Прабху. Следвайте четирите принципа и мудрувам по три кръга, как да направим това.
She is chanting 3 rounds a day, and she's following 4 reqs, but and now she's asking how to advance.
Go to 6 rounds. Will you agree to start 6 tomorrow? 6 rounds a day?
Why 6?
16. Huh? She said she's doing 3.
Yeah, so why 6? Or 16?
Oh, Mataji is more merciful. Could you use a 16 starting tomorrow? Yes?
No.
No?
Yes or no?
Can you start 16 tomorrow?
Yes,
16?
Yes.
By the mercy of Mataji. 16 rounds. 16 rounds. Yes. If you become solid in 16 rounds and follow these principles, then we'll arrange for you to become initiated. Yes. Initiated disciple.
Or movement.
Okay, next.
She wants to start worshipping as her spiritual master. And she's asking.
She first chant 16 rounds for 6 months, and then she can start worshiping.
Yeah, before you start, she wants to worship me as Guru.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you wait until you're. I'll be very happy to accept your worship, but I want you to prove yourself first. You chant 16 rounds for 6 months, and then you can start worshiping me as Guru. Yeah. I'm going to make you earn the privilege of worshiping Guru. I'll be very, very happy for you to come to this stage. You should definitely get on my e-course. You on my e-course already?
Yes, I.
You're already signed up? Okay. Yeah. So you should send me a send me an email so I know who you are and your name. So you're the one that I spoke with in the class tonight, so I can help you prepare yourself. I'll be very happy to give you personal guidance to come to that point. Just send me an email and say you're the person that I spoke with tonight in the class.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next.
Понеже, нали, той каза, че една от стъпките, примерно, е това, че Господ, нали, е личност, която си има име. И, нали, това Кришна. Обаче, примерно, според майка ми, която е евангелистка, тя ще каже, да, Господ има име, обаче името е Исус Христос. Смисъл как, това също как...
Да.
Смисъл, дали те са против... Има ли значение с какво име наричаме Бога или няма значение? Това искам да разбера. Мисля, защото за мен Бог е Бог. И аз го обичам и знам, че той ме обича, защото наистина го е доказвал много пъти. Понекът съм се обръщала към него, обаче има ли значение с какво име точно да наричам? Понеже нали така, че това е една от стъпките. Нали, конкретно, че е личност и че е висито.
Because you mentioned that one of the stages is to understand that this person is actually Krishna. So the question is it important to which name we choose? Because if I go now home, they will tell
actually,
me.
Any name for God is acceptable.
Okay.
Some people like to call God Jehovah, some call him Allah. Any name for God is acceptable. We don't say you have to worship of the name of Krishna. Because God is unlimited, He has unlimited names. But you have to have a personal relationship with God, that's the point. That's the point. The same principle has to be followed. Although you could use the name of Christ, the name of Jehovah, Krishna, Allah, like that. But the principle of devotion to that Supreme Person and giving up material sense gratification, that has to be followed. When we say Krishna, we're not talking about a sectarian concept. When we say Krishna, that means Jehovah also, that means Allah also. Because Krishna is a person and he has all those different names. He's the same person. Krishna is Allah, they're the same people. Just like your mother.
Примерно се е природил на земята като Кришна, като Исус Христос и нали, просто по различно време. Дали може да е било така или аз това си го въобразявам?
Can we say that God has appeared many times?
За да може, примерно, нали, повече хора и повече различни хора, нали, като различни, като бели, черни, нали, да го възприемат всичките и това се е природил, откъде да знам. Нали,
can we say that God has appeared like incarnated again and again under different names like Krishna and Jesus Christ?
How many waves are there on the ocean?
Колко вълни има в океана?
How many waves are there? Can you count all the waves on the ocean? There are thousands and millions of waves. Similarly, there's thousands and millions of incarnations of God. Krishna has appeared in millions of different forms. It is described in the Vedas.
Is Krishna reincarnating again and again in different persons? Is that what you say? Can we compare Krishna with Jesus Christ?
Actually, Jesus is the Son and Christ is the name of the Father. Actually, it's Jesus of the Christ. Christ, Krishna is God the Father and Jesus is God the Son. So Christ, the word Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, which comes from the Sanskrit word Krista, which is another way of saying Krishna. So the word Christ is actually is the same word of Krishna. Just spoken in a different part of the world. That's all. Krishna, Krishna. The same thing. Krish. Krish and Krish. Krish. Krisht. Christ. Krishna. It's the same sounds, just slightly modified according to historical modification. Historical sociology, that's it. Etymology, yes. How the words evolve in history according to different cultures.
But,
mm-hmm.
Isn't that we can send all the names, but this mantra, Hare Krishna, is the most powerful for this day.
Yes, repeat the question so they know which Madhi asks. All the names are powerful, that is a fact. God has thousands and millions of names. And each and every name of God is the full potency to deliver that person who chants that name with devotion. But according to the Vedas, these particular names have the most potency of all the names.
специфични имена, които ние повтаряме, имат най-голямата сила.
We never say they are the only names.
Ние никога не казваме, че те са единствените имена.
But they are the most powerful names.
Те са най-могъщите имена.
Just like in the farm, when you go to the drugstore, the pharmacy, to get some medicine. There are many medicines up and down the shelves on the aisles. There are so many medicines, hundreds and hundreds of medicines in them. So which medicine do you take? You take the medicine that your doctor prescribed for your particular sickness.
Вземаш си лекарството, което лекарът ти е предписал за твоята специфична болест.
So in this age, this particular medicine is recommended as the most powerful medicine.
И за тази епоха, в която живеем, това лекарство е предписано като най-.
Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
We never say it's the only thing.
Но ние никога не казваме, че това е единственото.
If you feel it's some foreign thing that you don't want to chant it, all right, chant the name of God according to your own religion. That's also good.
Ако чувствате, че това е нещо много чуждо и искате да повтаряте Хари Кришна, тогава може да повтаряте името на Бога, което е известно в вашата религия. Това също е много.
But if you're looking for the fast track,
ако търсите най-бързата,
if you're looking for the easiest and quickest way to become fully self-realized,
ако търсите най-лесният и най-бързият начин да станете себе реализирани и
самостоятелни, then we recommend that you give this Hare Krishna chanting a try.
Тогава ние ви препоръчваме да опитате да повтаряте тази Хари Кришна.
We don't require that you have to give up your religion. No, you can remain a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim or whatever you want to be. That's all right. But if you will chant this Hare Krishna, you'll become the perfect Christian, the perfect Jew, the perfect Muslim, the perfect Hindu, whatever you may be. If you chant Hare Krishna, you'll become perfect in that religion. God is one. Simply develop love for that Supreme Person and then you'll become spiritually perfect. Questions more? Question.
Can we say that God and absolute are identical?
God?
Can we say that God and absolute, the absolute are identical?
Yes, God, God is the absolute truth, yes.
God is the absolute truth. In this sense, is the absolute something or it is nothing? And what is the difference between something and nothing?
Yeah. Nothing is only a concept.
Нищото е само идея.
There's no such thing as nothing.
Няма такова нещо като нищо.
It doesn't exist.
Не съществува.
Can you show me nothing?
Можеш ли ми покажеш нищо?
Nothing does not exist. It's simply a concept. So everything is something. Everything is something. Even nothing is something. Nothing is a concept, and that's something. So even nothing is something. Everything is something.
When the soul loses his identity, when does it happen? When the soul loses.
There are two identities. There is the false identity. And there is the real identity. Sometimes we say that self-realization means you become identity-less, isn't it? Sometimes we say like that. You become identity-less, ego-less. But we have to understand, what does that mean to be identity-less?
Но ние трябва да разберем какво означава това да бъдеш без идентичност или без его.
That means to become free of material identity.
Това означава, това означава.
Кога става свързване с колективно съзнание, тоест, не става просто нищо. Тоест, свързване с абсолюта. Всъщност, когато постигнеш вечен живот, след прераждането, нямаш отървеща от природата на прераждането, кога всъщност става свързване с колективното съзнание? В кой момент? Вечният живот достатъчен ли, за да се слееш и оттам нататък има още някаква съпнена, да я кажа?
Вие разбирате, че сливането с това колективно съзнание е крайната цел, така?
Ами, да, защото пред мен има някакъв...
Okay. Да, разбирам, разбирам, Саша ще пробвам. So, because she thinks that this merging with the total absolute is the absolute goal, is the ultimate goal of life. Yeah. She's asking when...
Do you compare that to a drop merging into the ocean?
Сравняваш ли това с капката да се слезе с океана? Нещо такова ли?
Да, нещо
такова.
All right, let me ask you this. When a drop of water merges into the ocean, what happens to that that drop of water eventually? It evaporates, it comes into the air and comes back to the land again. So that drop of water may feel that I become perfect by entering into the ocean, but actually it is not allowed to remain in the ocean. It is recycled by evaporation back to the land again. But what is it that remains in the ocean? The water does not remain. But the aquatic species, the fishes, they remain in the ocean. Your philosophy is to be a drop and merge into the ocean. Our philosophy is to be a fish swimming in the ocean. We remain in the ocean. You temporarily pass through the ocean and come back to the land. Because until you can realize your spiritual identity, you will never be a permanent resident of that spiritual kingdom. You can only enter as a visitor. But you cannot remain permanently. So this idea of merging into the absolute means you get to visit the spiritual kingdom for a short time.
Тази идея да се слеем с абсолют, това означава, че ти отиваш да посетиш като на екскурзия духовния свят за кратко.
It is called Brahman realization.
Нарича се Брахман реализация.
It is described in great detail in the Vedic literatures that we study.
Описва се много детайлно в ведийската литература, която ние изучаваме.
It is called perfection.
Нарича се съвършенство.
It is called, when you become Brahman realized, you are called perfect.
Когато реализираш Брахман, тогава ти ставаш съвършен.
There's a higher form of realization called Paramatma realization. That is called more perfect.
Има по-висша форма на реализация, която се нарича Paramatma или реализация на свръхдушата.
And there's a third level of realization called Bhagavan realization. That is called most perfect.
Има трето ниво на реализация, което се нарича най-съвършената.
So what you are describing, that is perfect.
Което означава да реализираш Бога като личност.
But what we are describing, that is called most perfect. It is the beginning stage of perfection, what you are talking about. Casting off the false ego. But the self, by its very nature, wants identity. It cannot throw off the constant, it cannot remain without identity forever.
Но душата, поради своята природа, има нужда от идентичност. Тя не може да остане без идентичност за винаги.
Do you know why?
Знаеш ли защо?
Because without identity there is no love.
Защото без идентичност няма любов.
Do you want to live in a world without love?
Искаш ли да живееш в свят, където няма любов?
If there's no love, there's no fun.
Ако няма любов, няма щастие.
There's no happiness. Therefore, you have to throw off the false self. That's very good, that you, what you're saying. To throw off that false identity of the body. That's very good. But in that state of ego loss or identitylessness, there's no love. And without love, there's no happiness. Don't you... No, let me ask you. Don't you seek love in this world? Don't you want someone... Have people who love you? What is it?
I'm just trying to figure it out. What is it?
Sorry.
Huh?
I'm trying to figure it out. What is it?
Oh, okay.
Винаги ли е необходима идентичност? За да има любов. Това ли е?
Да, защото всъщност тя е едно състояние вечно и не би трябвало да има идентичност.
Is it necessary to have identity to experience love? Because love is...
Yes.
Да, необходимо.
If you don't exist, then how can I love you?
Ако ти не съществуваш, как може аз да те обичам?
If you don't exist, then how you can love me?
Ако ти не съществуваш, как може да ме обичаш мен?
Isn't it fact?
Не ли факт?
It's like my parents say, well, my dear son, we've arranged, we have a wife, we picked out a nice wife for you, a beautiful, a wonderful bride. And you're really going to love her. I mean, she's really the most beautiful girl in the whole world, you know.
He
said, really? Let me meet this beautiful girl. And they say, okay, here she is. She doesn't have any identity. She doesn't have... You can't see her. You can't touch her. You can't hear her. She doesn't really exist. She's just the nothingness. But you have to fall in love with her.
But this is only the human concept of love. But if you look the...
What is the inhuman concept of love? You're objecting to the human concept. What is the inhuman concept of love?
Освен човешката, има духовна любов, има и божествена любов. Например, така са описани от нашия духовен учител Петър Дънов.
Добре, но трябва да опишеш какво представлява. Само
божествената любов.
Да, какво представлява божествената
любов? Божествената любов е да изпитваш божествена любов към Първосъздателя си. И да поздравяш човек в тази любов, на тази любов към Първосъздателя.
She says, I tried to ask her what is the divine non-human love, and she described this divine love as to have all this feeling of love for your creator.
Oh, to have feelings of love, that's very good. To have feelings of love with the creator. But if you don't exist, then how you can love the creator if you don't exist? To love the Creator, you have to have existence. If there's no you there, then how you can love the Creator? You see what I'm saying? You have to have some sense of identity in order to love.
Shall I understand that in the absolute there is no love?
In the absolute platform, there is pure love in its original form.
абсолютната платформа има чиста любов в нея.
Love is not false.
Любовта не е фалшива.
Love is real.
Любовта е истинска.
Only this material love is false.
Само тази материална любов.
What we call love here, you know what it really is?
Това, което ние наричаме любов тук наш.
I love you. We say, I love you, I love you, I love you, but I lust after you, I lust after you, I lust after you. Is that really? Is it? That's not love, that's lust. Real love exists in the spiritual world in relation with the Absolute. Real love means simply giving service. That's real love. Not taking anything, simply give, 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 give. That is love.
There is absolute. Absolute means that he is complete absolute. Then how can not there be love?
Абсолют означава, че той съдържа абсолютно всичко в себе си. Тогава, ако тази дефиниция е вярна, тогава как може там да няма любов, ако той съдържа всичко?
Everything that exists comes from the Supreme Absolute Truth.
Всичко, което съществува, идва от Върховната истина.
So everything has its original pure form in the Absolute.
И всичко има своята изначална, оригинална, чиста форма в тази абсолютна истина.
Nothing is false, everything is real.
Нищо не е фалшиво, всичко е реално.
When it is reconnected with the Absolute, even love is real.
Когато е свързано отново с Абсолюта, дори любовта тогава става отново реална истина.
We may be frustrated by we may have been hurt by the so-called love of this material world, but that's not real love.
Ние може сме чули най-различни неща за така наречената любов в материалния свят, но тя не е истинска любов.
In the Absolute, there is love in its original pure form, without any of the inebrieties or negative effects.
В духовния свят има истинска любов без нито едно от тези недостатъци, които
So if you are hungry for love,
ако си гладна за любов,
then go back to home, back to Godhead. Develop that love for the Creator, that Supreme Person, you see. And when you love that Supreme Person, who is the root of the whole existence, then your love will go to every single man, woman and child throughout the whole universe, automatically.
Ако обичаш върховната личност, Бога, тогава тази любов ще се разпространи в всички посоки, за всички хора, всички мъже, жени и деца на планета.
When you water the root of the tree, you nourish every tree, every branch and leaf.
Когато поливаш корените на дървото, по този начин подхранваш всички клонки и листа на това.
So when you love God, then you can love everyone.
Когато обичаш Бога, можеш да обичаш всички.
You love everyone with pure heart.
Тогава обичаш всички с чисто сърце.
So I think we can stop here because people are gradually leaving. It's, we want to have, make the book table available. Now, anyone who takes a book can come forward and I'll give you an individualized blessing in the book. So I thank you very much for your kind attention.